Welcome to Viz City. I'm Terry Way. Sandy Brown Jensen will be back next time. I'm in Eugene at the Jacobs Gallery, which is hosting a show called Free People. It consists of 12 contemporary Northwest painters based in Portland, and I'm happy to have with me the curator of the show. He is an artist, writer, and teacher at Pacific Northwest College of Art in Portland, Victor Maldonado. Thanks for being here, Victor.
Thank you for having me.
The show consists of 12 Portland artists, all painters, and let's cut to the chase. Free People, what's the title mean?
Well, the Free People refers to the work of the painter and how you might think that they're doing whatever they want, but what they're doing is being responsible for their choices. So that really underscores all of the different practices in the exhibit.
The show consists of all paintings. Well, there's one, a little acrylic.
Two painting-like sculptures, yeah.
Pretty much abstract, not much naturalistic. I don't think there's anything naturalistic. Does that represent what's going on in Portland?
No, definitely if I had more space, I might have included more. But I think I stuck more to surrealism and abstraction, more concrete abstraction, process-oriented painting. So the fact that you don't see figurative paintings in the show doesn't mean there's not great figurative painters in Portland. So.
Okay, and why these 12? Can you pick out any? Do you know all of these artists, or you just know of them?
I've known these artists for quite a while, and I've been a fan of their work. And as a curator, I always look for opportunities to curate them into shows, and this was the right context for these 12 artists to get together.
We're talking about the show before the titles are actually up and accurate. So I'm looking at one right now. They're very large panels. They're very, very dark. Can you talk a little bit about that particular artist and what they're exploring?
So the paintings you're talking about are the Nocturnes. They're actually each called Nocturne from 2013, and they're by Timothy Scott Dalbo, who's actually one of the few artists in the show who's a Portland native. He and Calvin Ross Carl, Kendra Larson, all grew up in the Portland area. So they're familiar to Portland, but those three paintings are interesting because, again, this notion of representation versus abstraction is something that Portland artists don't necessarily worry about. They really fuse the two together. So in those paintings, what Tim's showing you is the view from outside of his studio. So he has a studio right on the banks of the Willamette, and it looks across the river to downtown Portland in its, you know, lit up signs and neon. So that's actually what you're looking at.
We are talking with the curator of the show currently at Jacobs Gallery, Victor Maldonado. The show runs through May 4th. It is also on both First Friday Art Walks of April and May. Well, let's talk briefly about the one that is acrylic. You said painterly-like. Mm-hmm. Who is that by? And it's hard to describe. Think acrylic boxes with very organized penetrations or holes. Talk about that one.
So Ava Speer, who's the artist who made the plexi boxes, she and I showed last summer in a show called Collider. That was curated by Jeff Yon, and it was all about how painting is a kind of place for collisions to occur. And her and I had a great dialogue around how we're both interested in making paintings that fail. And so with those plex boxes, what she's getting at is that old argument of positive and negative space in a painting. And this is actually a painting made up of positive and negative space. All of the plexi shards that you see inside of the plexi boxes are actually what's been laser cut away from it. So the vessel becomes not just an image that's built up, but actually an empty form and a full form.
The postcard has a very intriguing image on it. Can you talk about that artist? Yeah. It's telling a story.
Ralph Puget is the artist who's on the show card, and he has four paintings in the show, all of them using a very naive style of surrealism. But if you actually pay attention, he's setting up scenes that have a whole context with them. And that's really what I wanted for all the paintings. And what Ralph offers us is this very comedic look, satirical look at contemporary culture. And actually, I chose the image for the show card because it's actually a courtroom scene. And I think in America, we tend to think of our freedom being something that's backed by a constitution and law. And so what's funny about this piece is the Crap Evidence is the name of the piece, is that it sets up a kind of supposed crime. And so we're left wondering as viewers, what's the crime and how is this cat box evidence of anything? The competition was between Crap Evidence and the bull in the gymnastic arena, where we can move in all these different ways, but the second a bull comes in and attacks us, we're left at its mercy. So I mean, that's what's so interesting about this show too, for how conventional painting can be thought of. You get a lot of variety from it, and because there isn't a kind of priority on what people should be painting, all of these people are really left to their own devices and having to figure out, what do I paint, how do I paint it, and why am I painting it?
Thanks so much for talking with me today, Victor.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This show runs through May 4th. It is at the Jacobs Gallery. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.